The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Keith Crane at KCHE Cherokee and Jeff Lundquist at the Atlantic News Telegraph. Keith, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you for your time here, Senator. Iowa Taxpayer Relief Fund now has over $1 billion in it, and I know your grandson, Pat Grassley, kind of expressed his opinion that, you know, maybe that could be used for some better things here in Iowa. So maybe tell us maybe your thoughts on that $1 billion being in that Taxpayer Relief Fund, and if they were to use that money for any other resources, what might that process look like?
Well, obviously, since they're only going to get that amount of money once, they need to spend it on something that you'll spend it once. That's building highways, building buildings. You don't spend it on something where you got to spend a dollar today, spend the same dollar tomorrow, and the same dollar the next day. You need to spend it on one-time projects. But I would suggest as well that when the government accumulates money it doesn't need, you ought to give it back to the taxpayers. So I would consider tax relief as one of the things the Iowa legislature ought to think about doing it. Now, I'm not telling the Iowa legislature what to do. I'm just suggesting the way I would look at it as a federal legislator. And that really doesn't make much difference whether you serve in the Colorado legislature or the Iowa legislature. There's certain principles of spending money you ought to abide by. And if you're bringing in more money through your taxes than what you need to responsibly run the federal government, you ought to give it back to the taxpayers. Jeff.
Thank you, Senator. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Last week, Senator Warren called on the Department of Justice to investigate the poultry industry, saying that they participate in anti-competitive practices, including price fixing, wage fixing, and consolidation. Do you agree with Senator Warren, and would you support a Department of Justice investigation?
Well, I have for the cattle industry. Right. In fact, in the height, at the beginning of the virus, we saw price gouging, and we saw anti-competitive activity. And I wrote to the secretary or the attorney general at that time to do an investigation. And quite frankly, I've asked in several agricultural areas for the Justice Department doing some investigation. And quite frankly, I thought I was wasting my time when I did it a year ago. But they did follow up and ask for certain information from the four biggest meat packers, and I don't know. We never get an update on any investigations that are going by in the Justice Department because they just don't comment on investigations. That's pretty uniform policy that they have. So then, at the very same time that we asked that, they had some investigations going on that involved a company called Paradise, and they did some prosecution in that instance. So at this point, I may be disappointed later on if you ask me the same question, but right now I assume that they're looking into some anti-competitive practices of the meat industry, at least the ones I ask about. I can't tell you about what Warren is asking for, but whether it's Senator Warren or Senator Grassley, we see the government as a referee in our competitive market system. But consumer prices are rising. That may be why Senator Warren is making the request she did. And it's also a battle against the high inflation we have, the highest inflation in 31 years. Back to Keith.
And continuing on inflation, seeing the gas prices of gas rise here lately here in Northwest Iowa, all over Iowa, everywhere. President Biden did just release oil from the oil reserve. What's your take on that, and what will that do for the future of gas prices?
It'll do something for 2 days out of all the oil we use over the course of a year. 2 days worth of help. So it's a spit in the ocean compared to the problem. And the reason we have a problem is because of the policies of this administration. Day one, they get into office. They shut down the XL pipeline. In the recent month, they were talking about maybe shutting down a Michigan pipeline. They restrict drilling on public lands. They put restrictions on fracking, where you get hard to get oil and natural gas out of the ground. They found ways to do that called fracking. They put restrictions on that. On the other hand, just think of the inconsistency between shutting down the XL pipeline and then asking Germany and Russia to finish a pipeline to Germany to bring natural gas there instead of selling American natural gas to the Germans. And then think of the inconsistency between global warming efforts that they have, and then driving up the price of natural gas, which is a very clean burning energy compared to, might not be as clean as wind, but it's cleaner than coal and things of that nature. So there's so much inconsistency. It's difficult to understand how they're thinking. Jeff.
Senator, as you know, the president is putting in place a travel ban due to concerns of the, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Omicron mutation virus. Are you concerned that enough is being done, considering that, right now we don't really know a whole lot about this mutation?
Well, so I think the president's doing what he can do for right now, not knowing much about it. But you can't wait until the 2 weeks until we know more about it. And I'm not saying Chuck Grassley saying it's 2 weeks. That's what the scientific community says. It'll be about 2 weeks before we have this studied enough to know more its effect on people and in turn on the economy and what should be done. But the president's doing what he can now, and I wouldn't find fault with what he's doing. I would find fault with him from this standpoint, though. How he, as a candidate for president, he badmouthed Trump by saying that when Trump put restrictions on travel to and from China, that it was xenophobic. And now he's doing the same thing. But I think both Trump and Biden acted appropriately. Let's see. It's Keith.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I know recently State Senator here in Iowa, Rob Sand, did release a report last week here saying that Kim Reynolds used COVID money to pay salaries, wasn't supposed to be used for that. What is your take on that situation?
Well, I wouldn't believe our auditor so much as I'll believe whether or not the federal government finds any fault with what Governor Reynolds has done. And they haven't voiced any opposition to what she's done so far, and I don't believe that they will, because I think she's got plenty of legal advice. She knows how to call up the Secretary of Treasury and get opinions about, can I do this or do that, and I think she'd be pretty cautious. Jeff?
On Sunday, Senator Klobuchar said she thought that the president's Build Back Better plan could be passed as early as by Christmas. Have you spoken to any of your fellow senators, and do you think that timeline's realistic?
Well, being gone a week, I haven't had much conversation with colleagues like I will have before I go home this afternoon after we all gather on the Senate floor. But I think that the answer to your question pretty much is up to Senator Manchin and Sinema what they want to do, and whether or not the Democrats go along with what they want to do, and they stick to their guns, and so far they've stuck to their guns pretty well. But I think we got plenty of stuff to do between now and Christmas, and I think if we took that up, we'll either be here Christmas Eve or we won't get the other stuff done. Keith.
Yes, Senator, like you kind of mentioned, Christmas coming around here, a lot of businesses here in Iowa do rely on a strong fourth quarter. So what is the key to, you know, Iowa economically having a good, strong end to the year here?
Well, I think you're going to get a lot more retail activity done this Christmas season, probably twice what you have over the last 2 years because of the virus and the fact that people haven't spent a lot of their money. It looks to me like the early trends, considering Black Friday, as being so much better than the last 2 years, that we'll have a good economic opportunity to end the year strong from a retail standpoint. Jeff, this will be the last question.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Earlier this month, you sent a letter to President Biden asking him to support your NOPEC Act.
Yeah.
Can you explain how that would affect gasoline prices?
You know, OPEC is a monopoly. They decide how much oil is going to go on the world market or not. They put less oil on, the price goes up. So charging them under antitrust laws is what the NOPEC legislation does, would bring them to heel and not allow them to operate as monopoly. And by the way, Senator Biden supported NOPEC legislation 2009. He wrote to President Clinton saying President Clinton ought to back it. I'm doing the same thing with President Biden now, and I'm you support it as a senator. You should support it now as a president. Get behind it, and it'll bring OPEC to heel. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith and Jeff, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.